Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Simeon Johnson's life has been transformed from a myopic life resonated to a vanguard of changed life. Born in Jamaica, the youngest of 13 children, Simeon Johnson overcame much hardship. As a young child, he witnessed his mother's death. As a teenager, he endured myriad hardships and even came to the brink of suicide. In his book, A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of Abyss, he describes his miraculous transformation. Prolific author Simeon Johnson is a successful entrepreneur with a book and gift boutique, a former radio and television electronics technician. He's worked as a welder, a shipbuilder, and a housing inspector, received a master's certification in radio and TV electronics from the National Technical Schools in Los Angeles, California. Also earned his FCC First Class General Radio and Telephone License with a specialization in radar applications. His pointed book is filled with his reflections on how one can navigate the difficulties and tragedies that are bound to affect the lives of all humans. Simeon Johnson, author of A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of Abyss, is our special guest on This Week in America. Simeon, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love the positivity in the book. I love the way that you overcame so much in your life. Let's start with some of the tragedies, especially at an early age. I mentioned your mother is passing at a very early age for you. Talk about that and that impact that had on you, not only at the time, but all through your life.
Well, let me start with four memorable things that I can recall about my mother. One, when I was an infant, I remember me falling and have a laceration over my eye, the scar of which I bear even today. My mother picked me up and gave me a bottle of baby tea to pacify me. And that was one memory. The other is, I remember when I was a child, before I go to bed at night, my mother used to rock me on her knees, telling me bedside stories, a story that every child is really thrilled about and can experience in their lives. And the other tragic memory is about my mother sustained a severe laceration on her leg and was bleeding profusely, and that was a tragic memory. And the fourth and final tragic memory about my mother, regrettably, as an infant, my mother was sick, and I was in the room with her, and I witnessed my mother. She fell from her bed on the floor, rolling between the chairs, gasping for the breath of life, and could not get no help. I ran and called my father from the field, and by the time my father got to her, it was too late. My mother has passed away. And that tragic memory of my childhood, to this day, it has not left me. I remember when I was a child, I used to go down to my mother's grave and weep profusely and crying out and saying, even though it could not have helped me then, but I was crying over her grave saying, "Mother, why did you leave me so early?" And those memories last a long time. Even to this day, I can never forget those tragic incidents in my life. If I may continue also, as you know, some people are very insensitive. I remember a young brother. He said to me one day, "I came out of death breed." Can you imagine such stupidity in a person? And he was a Christian then, telling a person that they came out of death breed. Ever since the beginning of time, people have experienced loss in their life. And I turned to him and said, you know, it's fascinating that you said that to me. At least my mother died from a natural death, from a heart attack anyway. And your uncle died from stolen poisoned food. And he was so taken aback by it. He says, why did you have to say such a thing? I said, well, I didn't mean to say it, but you have offended me by telling me that I came out of death breed, and that was a very terrible thing to say.
So many fascinating stories, and they come to life in Simeon Johnson's book, A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. The book available wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Simeon's website is simeonwjohnson.com. I'll give you that throughout the program. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link directly onto Simeon's website and get all the information there. Talk about your father's smoking habits. That's something that you address as well. Explain that, and again, the impact that had on you.
Yes, as I stated, my father was a chain smoker. He smoked so much that he even planted the tobacco in the field. And when he ran out of the tobacco, he would scrape the bark from the tobacco plant and smoke it, make a cigar out of it. My father smoked so much till even when he is going to church, you would have this big cigar smoking all the way to the church gate. One morning, Sunday morning, my sister pulled a prank on my father. She took the cigar and hid it over the door sill. And my father was in a frantic situation. He looked all over the place looking for his cigar. He wouldn't leave the house until he found his cigar. And so again, he smoked so much that even on his way to the church door, he had to have his cigar. And, you know, we grew up with him smoking very much. But despite of that, he was a man who truly loved God, even though it might not be the way that we considered a born-again person. But he used to have Sunday school every Sunday morning, read the Bible and sing songs to us, and that memory have a lasting effect upon my life, and I am grateful for that upbringing.
You talk about your father crashed with the church service to drag the grown daughter out. Explain that. Yeah.
Yes. My father, my sister was a grown lady, and she got converted and went to this little church in our neighborhood. And my father went into the church, in the middle of the church devotion, walking up and down the aisle, looking for my grown sister to drag her out of the church. And the Spirit of the Lord was with the saints, and they shouted all around my father and drove him out of the church. That was a very, act of temerity, just like Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, who went into the wedding ceremony and crashed it and took the bride out of the wedding ceremony and went on the bus. So again, those kind of act of temerity there was a very, very brazing thing for him to do. Good thing that the Lord did not really struck him down in the church, because that was an ungodly act of my father.
And still stays with you. You described that. So many of these events, like they just recently happened, it's interesting how they shaped who you are and your perspective. And how you've been able to your resiliency in getting through that. Our guest on the program is Simeon W. Johnson. The book we're talking about is A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. The book available at Simeon's website, simeonwjohnson.com. Of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. You deal with faith in your life, how important that has been, and faith in action. Talk about that, faith in action, and how that shaped you.
Well, again, as I said, I'm a person who loved God. And from I was a child, I sought the way of the Lord until one day, you know, when I got down on my knees and I prayed to the Lord to save my soul. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, before the last word left my mouth, an awesome, miraculous act of salvation took place in my life. On my back, looking steadfast in the face of a holy angel of God, whom there is no doubt that was Christ himself, reveals himself, because only Jesus can forgive sins. And when I prayed the Lord to have mercy upon my soul, and as I said, then the twinkling of an eye, and an awesome act of salvation took place in my life, and I have never been the same. And that faith in action by me praying to God to save my soul, and I have really spent my entire life from the age of 17 doing the bidding of God. He has blessed me so much that he has allowed me to pen all these four inspiring books, and that's changing lives all over the world. And I'm so grateful for that faith in action that I have surrendered my life to Christ. And there are so many memorable things that happened in my life that it took the act of faith to really continue in this pathway of serving the Lord.
The full story you'll find in Simeon's book, A Myopic Life Resignated from the Brink of the Abyss. We'll talk about the other books here in a second, but all of this information is at Simeon's website. Very simple, Simeon, S-I-M-E-O-N-W, Johnson.com. You go to the website, first thing you'll see is Against All Odds, and then You're a Worthwhile Person No Matter What. It's sort of been the hallmark of Simeon's career. Trials and tribulations, you've been through so many. What gets you through these in such a positive, resilient manner?
Well, again, like I said, when persecution comes your way, I referred back to the scripture in Hebrews 12 where it says, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of all faith." I could go on with the whole entire chapter. I memorized it and know it written indelibly upon the tablets of my heart to this day. But time does not permit me to go through all that. And in Psalms 139, David says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. There's not a word in my tongue, but God knows it all together." So whenever time I have trials and tribulations, I can refer back to those passages of scripture and glean from it those words of comfort that brings eternal life and hope.
You also talk about the significance of the speed of thought. A fascinating concept. Explain that, please.
Oh, yeah. For those of us who study astrology, we've learned that light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. We've learned that many of the stars, they are billions of miles away, and traveling at the speed of light at 186,000 miles, you know, we all know that it is a very, nothing can compare to the speed of thought. There is no measurable means of travel today that we know of greater than the speed of thought. And if you have ever been on vacation or anywhere that one could find themselves in the universe today, just think of being there and you're there, and that's how fast the speed of thought is. when John was in the Isle of Patmos, and he heard the voice from heaven says, "Come up hither." It did not take billions of years for that experience to manifest itself. And so, if that were the case, that anything was faster than the speed of thought, or if John was relying on the speed of light at 186,000 miles per second, he would be still be waiting today or on his way to heaven. But God is so awesome. Nothing is faster than his Holy Spirit and the speed of thought. And I said, anywhere in the universe that you are, you can think or even imagine to be, just think of it, and you are there. And can we imagine anything faster than the speed of thought? No, not at all.
Simeon Johnson is our guest on the program, author of A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. When you read this, we get your life devoted to God, your hunger and thirst for God. Talk about that, where that came from, and how that's gotten you through life.
Okay, as a child, I was a young man that grew up in a strict disciplinarian act of my father. He was so strict with us that we could not go out and stay out late at night. I remember one time when I was out in the area in my district there, where our cousin have a sound system, and the other young man used to be able to go out and stay out as late as they could. I remember staying out a little bit late one night, and when I got home, did not know what was awaiting me, but while I was preparing for bed, my father got a hold of me and he gave me a lashing so memorably that I cannot forget. And those experiences there, I used to say, I can't wait until I become an adult and leave home and be on my own. And, where I will not be under the strict disciplinarian action of my father. But God was looking over my life, and at the age of 17, as I said, an awesome, miraculous act of salvation took place in my life, and my life have never been the same since.
All of Simeon's story you'll find in A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. Website, SimeonWJohnson.com. I'll send you there because you get information on this book as well as his others, which we'll mention here in a second. You're a believer in the power of teaching a man to fish. That seems so simple, and it's so effective. Talk about that.
Yeah, I remember once when I was in New York City, walking down the streets of the Bronx, New York, and I saw a young man walking down the streets, searching through the garbage can, looking for something to eat. And I went over to the young man and offered him some loose change that I had in my pocket. The young man refused to take it. And I says, how ungrateful some people are. You're offering them help and they refuse to take it. But again, that young man, as the saying goes, you teach a man to fish and he will feed his family for a day. But if you give him a trade and a career, he will work and sustain his family for the rest of his life. Again, there's a good old saying that says, if you want to jump over a fence and you aim for the treetop, you may not clear the fence, but if you aim for the moon, with all probability, you're bound to climb over the fence. And again, it is a good old truism that if you teach a man how to fish, he will be able to feed himself for the rest of his life, and he will not depend upon scoring through the garbage can looking for food.
You know, most of your life, it sounds like from about 17 on, has been answering the call of duty. Talk about that. It's something that you've done throughout your life, and you continue to do today in your writing.
Well, again, as I said, the Lord have saved me, and I have been a very, very ardent follower of Jesus Christ, and I try to witness to everybody as much as I can. I recall when I first got saved, my old friend, you know, he used to groom me for the path to destruction. And when I got saved, I told my friend of the experience that I've had with the Lord, and if he would go with me to the church that Sunday, and he promised me yes. But that Saturday evening, when I went looking for my friend to ask him if he would go to church that Sunday, he said, he reneged and says, he's not ready yet to make that commitment. And I decided on my own to follow Christ on my own, because at the day of judgment, every man has to give an account for his own salvation. And that young man, I know that, you know, he was my best friend, and because of my conversion, he hated me with a passion. To this day, he has not spoken to me, even though I try to reach out to talk to him, but he has not responded or corresponded with me. But again, no one can prevent me from serving the Lord, and as the scripture says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sore, rejections, and all those things, none of those things shall be able to separate me from Christ. Because of this, I aver, state positively, declare with confidence that none of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ.
Simeon Johnson is our guest on the program. Several minutes left. Simeon is an accomplished and noted international author of acclaim. Talk about the books that you've written, and again at your website, simonwjohnson.com. And what are you working on now? Do you have a new book that's about to come out?
The new book? Well, like I said, I have penned four books, and they all are out now in the marketplace. They can find any one of these books at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and also at my website, www.simeonwjohnsonbookministry.com. So any one of these books, they're all inspiring books. Everyone who reads these books, who read these books, have given rave review on these books. And there are books that are cheap, that is changing lives all over the world. I've been getting compliments from all over the globe, wherever, you know, people have come in communications or in contact with these books. They are inspired, getting testimonies that my books have changed their lives dramatically. And again, to God be the glory.
I see your life as you're telling these stories. I see a movie sort of unfolding. Has there been any talk about taking your work, your stories, your life history, and turning it into a big screen production?
Well, I am glad you asked that, but right now I cannot divulge until, you know, further on, later on, what's going to take place. I have great things in store, but unfortunately I'm not able to talk about that right now. But there are opportunities beyond descriptions.
That's fantastic. The story will continue. There will be more books. You've got the library that's available. And again, you'll find that at simeonwjohnson.com. What's the best website of yours to go to get information on your books?
Well, again, like I said, to plug my own website is www.simeonwjohnsonbookministry.us. And there's also another one, www.simeonwjohnson.com. And they're also available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and many other retailers outlets on the internet.
It's very simple to find. And again, you can link on to all of those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The time has gone by so quickly. Simeon W. Johnson, our guest on the program, the book in particular we talked about, one of several that he's written, A Myopic Life, Resignated from the Brink of the Abyss. Simeon W. Johnson has been our guest. Simeon, thank you so much for being with us on the program. A pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I do believe that my story today will reach the target audience and win souls for the kingdom of Christ, which is the most important adventure of my life.
Well, it's a miraculous transformation, what you've gone through, where you are today, the story you have to tell, the advice you have to give to all of us. It's available at SimeonWJohnson.com. We'll have all the websites on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.